Jumper, an hour and 15 minutes later to Montgomery. Then I got to rent a car, and I got to drive 40 miles south to the new Robert Trent Jones course down there, which is, don't know the name of it, but apparently it is awesome. They've got some new Robert Trent Jones courses down there in Alabama. They have black caddies. It's just, it's like the old days, you know, and I'm going to miss it because I can't. We were rolling out our show this week for national purposes, and it was just, it's been a very busy week, and I said, well, I'm certainly not going to blow out Friday, man. I got to work. Work every day. So I get off the air at midnight and I fly out there, and I'm going to look like something that the cat drug in. I'm going to look like something out of the crypt. I'm losing a bit of my masculine. According to Crozier, I'm losing a bit of my masculinity every day. Each day, a little bit more leaks away. Each day, a little bit more of my manhood dribbles away with this whole thing called marriage. It's called being happy. At least I thought it was. What I thought I'd do is, when the guys get back from Alabama, I would have a big poker game over at my place. I've been to every freaking boot for 15 years, so I missed last year, and I'm going to miss this year. Every year, 15 solid years. I've been to the old boot tournament when we had it in the desert. I begged and pleaded, can we have it in L.A.? No, these guys want to fly off to the South, man. They want to spend some time in the South recapturing their glory days, their days of yore. They want to go down there to Alabama, man. They want to walk the Selma Bridge. I don't know what the hell it is they want to do. But I just figured flying all night, man, what kind of shape am I going to be in at 8:40? I get into Montgomery. I guess I could just party it up, you know, just continue. If I get enough Benzedrine in me, if I drink enough coffee, 40 miles down there, I can't play any golf. And then they said, well, what you do is hang out in the bar and wait for us to finish. So in other words, what you guys are telling me, start drinking at 9. Now, I get to Montgomery at 8:40. It's a 40-mile drive. The time I get my rental car, I'm there at 9:30 in the morning. These guys have already teed off. So I hit the bar at a quarter to 10 there at the course in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm just getting rat-assed for 8 hours. These guys finally get off the course. Hey, I made it. And then we got to get back in the car. You're right, it does sound fun. What the hell am I complaining about? I'll tell you what I'm complaining about. It's paw, pussified and whipped. That's what's happened to the kid here. No, I happen to enjoy spending time with the kids. If it wasn't so far away, maybe I would get on the plane and fly. Nah, you know what? I'm going to stay. Call me a family man. Call me what you want. Call me an asshole. But that's what I want to do. I want to go see the kids. They're in a football tournament tomorrow and on Sunday. I ain't seen my wife all week. And that's where it's at. I guess I'm just a slob. But it sure sounds fun, man. This course is beautiful. I saw pictures and the greens fees. Oh, man. And a big, beautiful bar overlooking this big Alabama lake. And they're really trying to get the people down there, man, for these courses, because they've just put in, like, Alabama apparently is going whole hog on developing these courses, these golf courses. So they've got 10, 20 of these things. They're brand new, and you don't know who Robert Trent Jones is, but he's a very famous golf course designer. And apparently he's put together a package down there that's a really nice thing. And then we spend, you know, about 3 days at a Holiday Inn. It's really neat. And then we get into a tent, pitch it in the parking lot. See, you can play the course, but then we go back up to a Hampton Inn or something. 40 miles back up the road. That just sounded like too much work. I'm tired. I'm tired,
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And Jesse Ventura is the governor of Minnesota. There is a recall petition that's circulating. An unsuccessful write-in candidate for governor filed a recall petition Thursday seeking to remove Governor Jesse Ventura from office. He's a very interesting guy, isn't he? He's controversial. He's made some statements. He's gotten a lot of press. He's written a book. And there's all kinds of things that sort of circle around this man, that orbit this guy wherever he goes. He's a wrestler. People are just very compelled to talk about him or to watch him or to look at him operate or to follow him in the news. It's, probably a very good thing because politics is what? Politics ain't nothing, man. I mean, there are not really very many compelling personalities in the political arena. This guy's one of them. Here's the thing that really bothers me, these recall petitions. And you might not have been involved in one, or maybe you're not familiar with them, but these people, they all of a sudden they get a burr under of their saddle. They got a cob shoved someplace deep and deep and wide, and they decide that they don't want a guy in office because, you know, 6 months ago he looked pretty good, but he said something off color. You know, maybe the bald head is reflecting the sun the wrong way. Maybe they just don't like the way the guy's wearing his T-shirt, so they said they're going to recall him. The same thing happened where I live. I live in a little town called Thousand Oaks. And they elected somebody there, city council. 6 months later, they're standing there at the supermarket. We have a recall petition that we really think you ought to look at. For what? Well, we think this person, Lloyd Frumbly, he's blowing it. Well, what are you talking about, man? You just elected this cat. Well, you don't understand, sir. Yeah, I understand totally well, man. I'm totally down. In other words, you just... You know, the wind's blowing the wrong way today, and you're going to recall. You got nothing to do, man. The lawnmower's broken. Is that it? Why'd you clean your garage out? You'd do more good going home and cleaning that pigsty that you call a garage out. Get the gas cans out of there. Get the recyclable newspaper out of there. Go home and do something. We're going to recall the petition here because the person is... And I couldn't believe this. You know what? And I almost got to... Because it's the kind of guy that I am, I guess. I'm not a confrontational person, but I... Sometimes I just open my mouth, and which is what I do for a living, I guess. There's a whole lot of nothing coming out, and there's nothing different when I'm walking in front of a supermarket there, and the guy's got a recall petition. I said, look, dude, you ain't going to recall nobody. You voted for her. She's going to be in office, so find yourself a life real soon. Well, same thing's going up here. This guy, Ventura... Big time up there. People dig him. But hey, the guy wants to recall him because he's saying all that bad crap, because he's using taxpayers' money, whatever. I really think they had a, unless this guy has done something so outrageously heinous and criminal, unless the guy has, what would be the worst thing he could possibly do? I'm still thinking. I can't think of one thing. Murder? No, not even that. I'm kidding. I mean, something really, really felonious, man. Like the felonious monk. You remember that guy that played piano? Something like that. But these guys, with their standing out in front of supermarkets with their clipboards and their straw hats and their recall petitions, you just want to turn them in the direction of a good bowling alley. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. What do you think about this propensity that it seems to be snowballing in this fine country of ours? To take a guy, as soon as you elect him, well, you know, he kind of, man, he's using the wrong cologne this morning. Let's turn him out of office for the dumbest stuff, because this guy's got an axe to grind. The dude that's filed this petition, he was an unsuccessful write-in candidate. This guy's problem is very simply this. He didn't get elected governor, man, so he's very upset somebody else did, especially a guy with a bald head and saying all that crap, wearing buckskin, and he used to wear a feathered boa. How come a guy like that gets in ahead of me? If the 25 signatures this guy Davis gathers so far can be verified, the state Supreme Court could order a public hearing. 25 signatures is all this guy needs. So some dude comes shuffling up. Maybe he registered to vote this year. Other than that, he looks like Dennis Hopper in a Nike commercial. He's pumping that cheese onto the nacho chips. He's got one of those referee hats. He's got a knapsack. He's living out of a shopping cart. This guy, get 25 signatures, you got yourself a recall. Or at least you got the things in motion. Chaps by Hyde, brother. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Bellflower. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Phil, I think that you are kind of simplifying what is going on.
How so, ma'am?
Well, because I think that Governor Ventura has shown himself to be, I think he has shown himself to be a bit of a Rolling Stone, or maybe that's not the right word, a Bo Brummel. You know?
In what way?
Well, he has made comments, and I think we are all aware of the comments that he made. You know, that religion is...
Oh, the religion comment?
Yes, that religion is for weak-minded people. He has offended the entire religious institution in our country. And I don't think that's a small thing. I think that goes right to the very heart of the Bill of Rights. And also he made the comment about Tailhook, where it was all right for these Navy SEALs.
I didn't agree with that comment. I'll give you that, okay?
Well, what he said. He said that these men have been in the Navy. They are trained killer or what have you, and that they are people who you should forgive for harassing a woman like that. And I think that is wrong.
Yeah, but is that a reason to recall a guy?
I think it is, because I think that all of the, when you put all these comments together, the comments he had made about black people, that...
What comments did he make about black people?
He had made a comment when he had given a comments to the press about the religious situation for weak-minded people. He had said something about black people vines swinging or swinging from trees.
He didn't say that.
He had made a comment like that, yes. And that black folks only look good in baseball uniforms. And that.
I did not hear him say any of those things.
Well, that had been...
Was that on the Newswire?
As far as I know, yes, it was. Yes, it was.
That what did he say about black folks swinging from vines?
He said something along the lines of black folks, black actors are good in action movies. They look good swinging from a vine or swinging from a tree or a rope or something like that.
Swinging from a rope?
Not where they're hanging him, but they look good swinging from a vine. He said they look good in baseball uniform and that to me is...
I did not hear him make any disparaging comments about African Americans.
Well, now you see what I'm saying. So, in other words, if he had, and I have every bit of information to say that he had, you would want him to be recalled, wouldn't you? Because
I don't, you know what, ma'am, when you're talking about, I did not hear Governor Ventura saying anything about black folks looking good swinging from vines.
He said that about action movies. He said that I love to see Eddie Murphy and the other action star, you know, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. They look good in action movies. Look good swinging from a vine.
Well, if he said that, I did not hear him say anything like that.
What I'm saying is...
But if he did, even if he did, you have to understand, we got a president, President Clinton. Even he wasn't impeached, okay?
Well, I did not think that President Clinton should be impeached.
Why not? Why not? You want to recall Jesse Ventura because the guy made a comment about religion. Why not President Clinton getting impeached?
Because he did not do anything that is impeachable. Yes, he did involve himself in sexual activity that did violate his marriage vows, but it was inappropriate, but it was not an impeachable offense. And I think our founding fathers are clear on all, and they foresaw events such as these. And if you know anything about the Constitution, you know that the founding fathers in their ultimate wisdom spell it out, that kind of sexual activity is not going to get you impeached.
Well, he had a woman in the Oval Office performing oral sex on him.
But that is not... The founding fathers have mentioned in the Federalist Papers, have only meant the only thing you can impeach a president for when it comes to sex is... And I don't want to... use the wrong phrase, but that sort of backyard, you know, anal.
The only thing you can impeach a president on is what?
In terms of sex.
Is anal sex?
Is anal sex, according to Federalist Papers. Now, there are other things you can't impeach him on, but if it's on sex, it's that, you know, what they call it, kids call it, backyard, you know, go out and work in the backyard or that Dirty Pete's Lake or something like that. You cannot...
So in the Federalist, I want to be clear on this, okay, and I got to take a break. You're telling me, what is your name?
So I'm Claire, I'm in Bellflower, and I'm enjoying your show this evening.
All right, hold on for a minute. I never heard of any such thing. I never heard him make any comments about black folks swinging from vines, and I've certainly never heard of the Federalist Papers containing anything about impeachable sexual offenses. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Presidents have been impeached for, I don't know what they've been impeached for, but you're saying that, see, if you think that Jesse the Body ought to be recalled because he said that religion is for weak-minded people or that the tailhook thing was a much ado about nothing, then why, you know, they didn't even impeach Clinton is what I'm saying.
Because he did not do anything that was impeachable is what I'm trying to say to you. In other words, what they are talking about is his sexual life. That was oral sex that was involved in the White House. All right?
Okay, but they couldn't impeach him for that. They didn't even call him back for that, okay? So why are they going to call back Jesse the Body?
They could not bring President Clinton back because he did not do anything that was impeachable. The only impeachable sexual offense is spelled out in the Federalist Papers. And that has to do with... as I said, I don't want to, it's a difficult thing to articulate, But there is a reference in there to anal or whatever.
And there's a reference in the Federalist Papers to presidents can only be impeached if they engage in anal sex.
That is correct, yes.
I am not familiar with that at all, and I'm certainly not familiar.
Well, Phil, you may not be familiar with it, but it is a part of our history, and that's something that you should educate yourself to before you start talking about whether these people should be called back or not. You know.
Well, I'm not familiar with Jesse Ventura saying that black folks look good swinging from vines, okay?
Well, it was something having to do with action movies. And that we look good in baseball uniforms. That kind of stereotyping is wrong. And that's one of the reasons why that man should not be president.
All right, here's Concord on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted
Turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to say that President Clinton was not impeached for the sexual acts. He was impeached
But that was why they brought the charges.
Yeah, but he lied under oath.
They impeached him because of the sexual activity in the White House.
No, they impeached him because he lied about the sexual activity. He lied to a court.
No, they did not prove that he lied. They did not prove that at all. The reason why they impeached him was because he had been involved in this sexual activity on federal property with a federal worker.
Well, he said he lied.
You have to get educated. No, you have to get educated to what is applicable to this situation.
He lied under oath. I mean, that's why
that might be, but that's not why he was impeached.
Wasn't he impeached because he lied under oath?
No.
Why was he impeached?
Because of the sexual activity in the White House.
No,
And that was it. And you cannot impeach a man because he had sex in the White House, oral sex in the White House.
He did. See, what happened was...
You can impeach a man for the anal sex or whatever like that. That is something that is impeachable.
In court, they asked him if he had sexual contacts. He told them no. Then he came back and said, yes, he did have sexual acts, at which he lied under oath, and that's why he got impeached for lying under
oath. Okay, so what we're talking really about two different things. We're not talking about him. We're talking about Jesse the Body Ventura, right?
Well, that's all I'm saying, that Jesse did something much worse. He undermined the religious institution of our country.
All right, anyway, thanks for your call. Here is Bandon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Just wanted to tell you, Phil, I hate to disagree with the lady, but this country is ruled by the Constitution.
Yes, but it's based on the Federalist Papers.
That has nothing to do with it. The Federalist Papers are a document that was prepared and is out there, but that is not what rules this country.
Well, don't talk down to me.
The Constitution is what rules this country, and it says that the president can be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Hey, sir, you're not giving a speech, okay? What did you want to say?
I'm saying that he is about as educated on this as I am, so I don't know how he can talk down to me on this. Okay? You have your opinion. I have my opinion. And the Federalist Papers definitely say that a sitting president cannot engage in anal sex or work in the backyard, or whatever you want to call it. Okay, and I'm sorry to have to disagree with you, but those are the facts.
It was not my intent to talk down to you.
And that was in the Federalist Papers.
That's correct. Yes, and the Federalist Papers says no sodomization. All right, and that is the basis for the constitutional law.
The Federalist Papers were not adopted by the Congress of this country, by the founders of this country.
No, but that was the basis.
That
was the basis of the Constitution, and the sodomization is mentioned in there frequently. So that's something you need to get educated on.
No, ma'am. You need to get educated on what the Constitution says. That's what
I know, but I know what it's
country,
I know
not the Federalist Papers.
And I think you need to get educated on that.
Well, thanks anyway, Phil.
Thank you very much for your call. Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a question for Clara. I'm 24 years old, and I'm pretty up-to-beat in politics. And you know what? I don't think that Jesse Ventura said any of that stuff.
Well, said that in context with the other things he was talking about.
Oh, come on now.
Black folks swinging from vines and everything else. I don't know if you are a supporter of Jesse Ventura. I can understand, that you would want to back him up. But I think the man shoots his mouth off before he thinks.
Well, you know what? I think you should pay attention a little more to politics. I do agree that...
1-800-449-8686. We're talking about this recall petition. Don't you agree that this stuff is strictly minor league, that these guys who are going to recall politicians need a life?
I think in this case, Jesse Ventura, for saying what he said about baseball, black people, I think he needs to be recalled.
I still don't know where it was that he said they're swinging from vines, they look good in baseball uniforms, and that, what was this other comment?
Well, he mentioned that black folks don't live in Minnesota because their feet don't fit into snowshoes. Now, I think that might be funny to some people.
But their feet don't fit into snowshoes.
That's right. But I think that might be funny to some people. It's not funny to me. And so that's why he should be recalled. President Clinton did nothing to be impeached for. And that's the point that we're trying to make here tonight.
Well, I don't know that the Federalist Papers, as that last guy was talking about, is applicable. I don't know that it has anything to do with sodomization.
That is the one impeachable offense. Backstage pass, backyard work, what have you. That is all there in the Federalist Papers.
In the Federalist Papers.
That's correct.
That a president can't engage in
what you call
work in the backyard or whatever the hell you want to call it.
That's right.
All right, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Pearl Harbor. And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not often that we talk about politics on this show, but this recall petition against Jesse Ventura, governor of Minnesota, has me a little bit upset. We've had at least one caller who thinks he should be recalled on the basis of the statements that he made that religion is for weak-minded people.
Yes, I think that undermines a lot of people, Phil.
But isn't that his right to say that? And as I said, there are a lot more people who've said a lot worse things and done a lot worse things. And I mentioned President Clinton, okay? He wasn't impeached. He wasn't thrown out of office. This guy...
Yes, but President Clinton did not do anything impeachable. According to Federalist Papers, he was not involved in buggery. And he was...
What do you mean he was not involved in... In the Federalist Papers, he wasn't involved in buggery?
That is my understanding. As a sexually impeachable offense, President of the United States can be involved. And a lot of presidents gotten close. Andrew Jackson got close. James Garfield, he was assassinated, but Zachary Taylor got close.
And got close to what? Violating the constitutional prohibition against...
What you were talking about, against going down, the backstage pass. And that's what I'm talking about. And that is what you have to understand. Otherwise, you need to get educated on these facts.
I've never heard anything like it before in my life. Here is Kannapolis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you call last night?
I'm sorry. No.
Okay. I thought I recognized your voice. Go ahead.
No, it's ridiculous. Don't compare Ventura versus Clinton. If you look at it, if you take a pure look at Ventura, Ventura is looking right at the people. He's a pure-minded soul.
He has undermined religion in this country. If Bill Clinton had said that religion is for weak-minded people, what do you think would have happened to him? Well, he would be crucified because it is a very controversial thing to say.
No, well, I haven't heard Jesse Ventura talk about that.
I'm sorry?
I haven't heard Jesse Ventura talk about that.
All right, well, read a newspaper, sir. Here is Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, am I on?
Yes, sir.
All right, Phil. The only thing I would ask is that your guest here, if she can present anything in regards to Federalist Papers. I've read the Federalist Papers, and I've heard any kind of reference to anything in regards to the backyard or
no, I'm not talking about that. They use express term in terms of sodomization.
In
the Federalist Papers.
To read directly from the Federalist Papers,
I'm
anywhere
sorry.
Where they make reference to the backyard or whatever you want to say there.
I'm using a euphemism, all right? Thomas Jefferson and some of the other people involved in writing the Federalist Papers, which were philosophically the foundation of the Constitution. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I understand
Okay.
Do you also understand that although those are based as a foundation of the Constitution, they are not the Constitution?
They are not
the
Constitution.
And the unfortunate thing is, ma'am, that you're here on a national radio show and talking to thousands of listeners, and what you're putting out there is hearsay. Now, you've made references to things that Jesse Ventura has stated, but I've caught none of this in the press, none of this on any radio.
Neither have I.
Today.
Neither have I.
And
well,
this
I'm
is
sorry
stuff
that you
all
know.
Of these listeners are catching, and you're saying it as fact, and that's
well,
not
wait,
what it is.
Now, hold on a minute. You just heard a man say that he had not heard Jesse Ventura say that religion is for weak-minded people. You heard he...
I don't dispute that, but...
All right, but you just heard a man say that he did not hear that. So I'm saying if that man did not... Phil, could I be allowed to finish my statement?
I wanted about
all right, hold on. I think she's making a... Wait, I think she's making a point. Wait. I think she... Wait. Oh, my God. Hey, sir, I think you need to hold on for a minute, because she was making a point concerning the fact that some people didn't hear that Ventura made the comment, religion is for weak-minded people. Is that what you're saying, ma'am?
Yes, I'm saying if they did not hear that comment, as one of Phil's previous callers had not, then they might not have heard the comment about the sodomization and black folks swinging from vines and things like that.
Okay, now let me give you
what do you mean? What did he say?
About religion being for weak-minded
people. He's
going
to go on and on and on now, and I'll try to say, can I say something else?
Yeah, by all means, we're debating here. If I get to talk, by all means, I'll give you an opportunity to talk. If you afford the same thing,
I want to say one more sentence. In the Federalist Papers, they talk about the aberrant sexual behavior of a president, and the only impeachable offense sexually that a president can commit is the buggerization or the sodomization.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
Is a broad term. Would
the
you not consider oral sex with an intern of a government employee in the White House in the Oval Office to be sodomy?
I know. Not
sodomy is
not
a broad term,
and in this day and age,
it does not only refer to anal sex.
Not according to the Federalist Papers. They were only talking about, backstage pass, what have you, that kind of thing.
No, I can't agree
Absolutely.
With that. And again, you're using this euphemism that you cannot make reference to in the Federalist Papers.
I do not want to be graphic, but I do know the Federalist Papers use the term buggerization, buggamy, that kind of thing.
Which we keep getting back to Bill Clinton. Whereupon
I thought we were talking about Jesse Ventura.
Well, Jesse Ventura said that people need to, they're weak-minded if they believe in religion. I think he should be impeached.
I give you that one. That is one fact about the weak-minded people. And
I said, if you're going to impeach,
items that you've thrown out there, and again, this broad listenership is catching, and they're taking it as the God-given fact.
You didn't hear that.
And it's just something that you pulled out of Lord only knows where.
No, you didn't hear that he said that about black folks swinging from vines.
Lord, no, I didn't hear that.
Well, sir,
I certainly don't believe it coming from you.
Well, and why is that, sir?
Because of everything else that you've said that has been completely false.
But sir, you cannot prove that I have said anything here tonight that's false.
Okay? You can't prove to me anything in the press or any kind of tape. Lord knows if he said it, it's on tape. If you had educated yourself and brought that tape to this radio show this evening and presented that to these viewers or these listeners, then maybe you would be more believable. But at this point, I don't know why.
What about the comment that he made? Well, he made a joke. You see, when he makes a comment and everybody says it's a joke. And some people don't find it funny. Now, he said there's not enough black folks in Minnesota because their feet don't fit snowshoes. Everybody thinks that's funny.
Okay, look, I listen to the news and listen to
the
radio shows and read the press.
Yeah, that's the comment I didn't hear about.
I think that if he had made any comment about black people in snowshoes, that they would crucify him. That's why I don't believe for a second what you're saying. Because, like I said, had you educated yourself and in an attempt to educate this audience, you would have brought those facts with you. And Lord, like I said, you're pulling them out of nowhere.
No, I'm not. I said everybody thinks that's a joke. I take them seriously. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what do you mean a joke? So he said that the black folks don't. Never mind. I was going to say something.
Wearing snowshoes in Minnesota as a joke, ma'am.
No, he said the feet don't look good in the snowshoes. Something like that.
Ma'am, you cannot tell me that they would not crucify him.
Well, they have
crucified him already. In any way suggest that.
Well, wait a second. They are crucifying him already for the stupid things he said about Tail Hook and about that, all that grabbing a woman's ass and all that stuff. Where he said the Navy SEALs, that's okay. That's what I'm talking about.
You
need to read the Federalist Papers.
Before they would attack anything that he has said about religion, they would certainly go about after anything that he has said about African Americans.
Because it's the more logical path. Well, you need to look at the Federalist Papers, what they say about buggerization.
Talking about Jesse the Body Ventura. Why are we talking about the Federalist Papers still?
Because Mr.
You're
Henry
trying to get back to Bill Clinton. Why?
No. Mr. Henry brought up the fact that if they didn't throw out Bill Clinton, why would they throw out Jesse the Body? And I said that Bill Clinton had not committed the buggerization. He had only committed that act in the Oval Office with an intern. Therefore,
you understand that Bill Clinton was impeached, don't you?
I'm saying thrown out of office.
That he was impeached,
yes, I understand
right?
that, but I'm
now,
saying
impeachment
thrown
and being
out of
thrown
office.
Out of office are two different things. You do understand?
Yeah, we got that, okay? Let's not get bogged down in that. She understands that, okay? So what's your point?
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
That's all right. That's a bunch of minutia. Forget it.
Absolutely no reason. But the topic was Jesse Ventura, and why do we keep making references to Bill Clinton? I thought we had gotten off.
Because I said to her, and I thank you very much for your call. Because I said to her that if you don't throw Clinton out of office, why would you throw Jesse the Body out of office? And you, ma'am, are saying the reason why Clinton wasn't thrown out of office, he didn't say anything impeachable. Let me ask you a question. What has Jesse the Body said that's impeachable?
I think saying snowshoes, the black folks not looking good in snowshoes. And
I see, again, the guy made a good point. I didn't see this anywhere in the news where he talked about where they don't look good in snowshoes or that they do look good in baseball uniforms or that they make really good action movies.
But he did. He said that. And that was when he said...
When?
That was during that whole comment that he made about the religion.
During that series of comments?
That's right. That did not get a lot of play because people don't want to go that way. They say they know that the people who hold the money and hold the power are the Christians, white Christians. But you can talk about black folks in snowshoes all you want, snowmobiles and everything like that. Now, he committed civil rights violations, and for my...
What civil rights violations? Because he said something about blacks swinging from vines?
Because he said they look good in the action movies, yeah. That is a civil rights violation, and for me, that's enough for him to be put out of office. And that's why I think you need to understand, it is not a trivial process, Mr. Henry. When you go back to the Federalist Papers, and you read what Thomas Jefferson wrote about the buggerizations, and you...
I haven't seen the Thomas Jefferson, that one of the founding fathers of this country, would even deign to write about that, and even go to so far as to call it an impeachable offense. And why?
Because that was going on, you have to understand your history, that was going on in Great Britain. And that was happening in the very highest courts of Great Britain, in the royal court. That kind of sexuality was going on. And they were engaging in that with each other, with men and women, women and men, everything. So they did not want to bring that over to America.
So they put that in the Federalist Papers. No...
buggerization or...
Okay, none of that stuff.
That's right.
I had no idea.
That's why President Clinton could not technically be held to an impeachable offense. And all I'm saying is, I hope someday the American people educate themselves instead of reacting. I hope they read and read between the lines, too, and do not just react emotionally. Listen to what the man said. Listen to all he talked about the backyard and all of that. And listen to what the man said about, the snowshoes.
The backyard and the snowshoes.
That's important, I think, again, for the American people. But right now I'm talking to so many uneducated, white folks and what have you. It doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, Clara. Phil Henry's show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This all started simply because I didn't think that Jesse Ventura should be, subjected to a petition for a recall. The guy's saying what he thinks. Got a lady here who thinks that it's all founded in the Federalist Papers, and how we got on the topic of the back door or whatever the hell she wants to call it is anybody's guess. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Mm-hmm. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And this started as a discussion of Jesse Ventura's comments, intemperate though they may be. We have a lady on the line who claims that they were even more intemperate. Not only was it religions for weak-minded people, but black folks ain't living in Minnesota because their feet don't fit snowshoes. Is that it?
I don't know whether or not it was about feet not fitting snowshoes. I thought the comment referenced, you know, not looking good in snowshoes, that kind of thing.
All right. Baton Rouge, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Baton Rouge, hello.
Yes, how you doing?
Sir, do you have your radio turned up?
Yeah.
Oh, could you turn it down, please?
Yeah, I got it off now.
All right, thank you.
Yes, I'm no disrespect to that black female that's sitting there, but I'm so tired of black people always trying to, you know, fight the wrong battle. You know, she's not even really saying nothing. She's lying. She's backpedaling. First and foremost, we're using baseball shoes or whatever. And, you know, hanging from a vine. And now all of a sudden, can I speak for a minute? And now all of a sudden, now we just about, you know, back on the snowshoes. Right. Why don't you just be for real and stop lying, you know?
I'm not lying. The man said that,
when that man put you on the spot, you didn't have nothing to say about it. If you was going to try to present something or whatever, you should have went ahead. You should have had something set up to present to us. All you doing is telling us a bunch of lies, and you keep trying to go back to that Bill Clinton thing.
Well, Bill Clinton, the host of the show asked me, if they did not impeach Bill Clinton, how can they recall Jesse Ventura? I said that Bill Clinton did not violate the prescription in the Constitution against the sodomization and buggerization. That's,
I mean, I understand all that. I mean, right. I'm tired of hearing it, but I'm just saying, he's trying to throw this, you know, Bill Clinton back in it. I mean, if he said it, you know, believe me, if he did say it, the NAACP would be on it real hard. You know, it's too many black caucuses, a lot of things that have been on it real hard. And that would have been highlighted. But
I think they make these offhanded comments, like everybody think they're going to be funny. Like, you know, Eddie Murphy's good in an action movie, and I love to see Martin Lawrence swinging from a tree or something like that.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe you took it out of context. Maybe he said something like he liked Martin Lawrence in action movies.
Yes, that's what he said.
Well, how do you go from there to black people look good swinging from vines?
Well, that, you know what the intent is.
No, you trying to read it. What I feel, you're trying to read anything. We ain't going to never, I mean, you going to let little bitty thing like that bother. We ain't going to never overcome what we need to be overcoming. You understand what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, brother, you know what
trying to throw this little stuff and, you know, throw this out here. Nobody want to hear that. No. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to disrespect you on the radio.
Wait a minute, I want to be clear. I want to be clear. What did he say about Martin Lawrence?
He said that he loved that blue streak, and he loved to see Martin Lawrence swinging along. You know, apparently there's a scene in the movie where he grabs on a rope and swings from one building to the next. So you see what I'm saying? That's like black people look good swinging from vines.
Okay, so
that's not what he said.
Bill Clinton would have said, I mean, saying if Jesse Jackson would have said he liked the way Sylvester Stallone was swinging on that cable, would that be racist too then?
Who was that? Who'd you say?
If Bill Clinton would have said he liked Jesse would have said he liked the way Sylvester Stallone was swinging from that cable with cliffhanger, would that be racist?
But Sylvester Malone is not black.
No, but I'm saying, but
who's Sylvester Malone?
You can't say. You can't say what, if a white guy says something about a black guy, it's supposed to be wrong, but if a black guy says something about a white guy, it's supposed to be all right.
Well, first of all, brother, you have to understand, Sylvester Malone is Italian.
But I'm just saying, right. See what I'm saying? You play with a double-edged sword. If you try to say, if a white guy says something about a black guy, it's supposed to be funny. It's,
that's,
you know,
right.
It's blown out of proportion. But if a black guy says something about a white guy, then, you know, it's all right. It's funny. Everybody posts it back and laugh about it. But the minute somebody say a little joke or whatever,
I'm just saying, I just want to be sure, okay? When he made that comment about, you know, our feet don't fit in the snowshoes. You know,
how can he be impeached for that? I mean, that's stupid. I mean, so you're going to impeach that man for just saying that right there?
You're trying to tell me that's right?
I'm not saying it's right.
I know you're in Louisiana, but you ever worn snowshoes?
No, I mean...
All right, have you ever tried to get your feet in some snowshoes? My feet fit good in snowshoes.
What's the goal? You got to be a piece of that?
I don't like man saying I can't foot in a snowshoe. I've been up in the snow. I got skiing. I go to chateaus and chalets and what have you, you know.
I'll put it hanging, but let's be for real, okay?
Let's get real.
If you sit back and just think for a minute, I'm not educated or nothing, you know, but I'm saying let's just sit back and think for a minute what you're saying.
Sir, you sound very lucid and educated to me. And if the lady here is drawing a conclusion based upon a comment that he likes Martin Lawrence in blue streak, what could he have said? Was he talking about all black people in snowshoes?
He said something like the junkyard dog couldn't fit in the snowshoes.
See how you keep trying to change. You go from one extreme to the next. I mean, that's
the junkyard dog. Who's that?
He's a wrestler, a black wrestler.
Well, that's not saying that black folks don't fit into snowshoes. He said the junkyard dog can't fit into snowshoes.
That's the same thing. And, brother, you have to be aware that that's how these white people are. You know, they're trying to feed it in. They're feeding in all that racism.
No, what it is is that you are reading into things. He's saying one thing, and you kind of read with that and run with that. You kind of put your own little spin on it.
Just because a junkyard dog can't fit in his snowshoes.
Well, you know, what about...
Yeah, I want to ask about this baseball uniform thing. I suppose he said he liked Willie Mays, huh?
No, he said he liked Eric Davis.
And because he likes Eric Davis, black folks look good in baseball uniforms.
Well, you know, if you are trying to run me down, I'm a black woman. I am a proud African American woman.
I'm just saying, I'm just on the radio, right? And it sounds stupid to me. It just sounds real stupid how you keep backpedaling. You understand what I'm saying? One time when somebody say something, you know, don't agree with you or whatever, then you try to twist it up a little bit.
All right, then you tell me. It's not even a cause
to be trying to fix.
But I had all these people calling and saying that they backpedaling. I wasn't backpedaling. What I'm saying, all these people saying that the buggerization is not in the Federalist Papers. But
like
I know
like
it
I said,
is.
I don't want to get into that because I don't make myself sound stupid because I don't know about that.
That's a bunch of stuff that Thomas Jefferson wrote and all that, right?
When I go home, I'm going to go to the library or whatever.
Check it out in the library and go into the index and look under backyard or backstage pass.
But that's not even...
And that'll be in the Federalist
Papers. The show's not even about that.
Bone up on that.
But I want to know anyway, because I'm kind of interested in that.
Well, that's good.
It's not about that. It's about Jesse Ventura saying racist things.
You're telling me that in the index of the Federalist Papers, it's going to say backstage pass?
So, yeah, something like that.
Hey, but thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call this evening. All right, I'll go look in the Federalist Papers.
See, you have to get educated. Just like I was trying to tell that brother, and I'll tell you the same thing, Phil. You got to read up. You go in the index, it's going to say Dirty Pete's Lake or what have you.
And it's going to be there in the Federalist Papers.
That's right. Trust me.
All right, I'm going to read up on it. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bone up.